Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Snow day in Denver. We are getting dumped on by the snow. So we're coming to you from our home offices today, but we are still rocking and rolling with you because there's Broncos news to talk about. Fellas, I need a little snow check. How much snow is outside your house right now?
It's a lot.
Yeah, I didn't get that much. It's like there's some snow. I was a little disappointed though, the way everybody was talking about it. Also, don't start a show by saying we're getting dumped on.
That's yeah, just well, not... we are getting we're all individually getting dumped on right now.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a lot of snow. Like it's hot. Like if my dog, it's not a big dog, but if he goes out, he'll definitely get lost in the snow. He can't see.
I didn't know you had a dog.
Yeah, Bernedoodle. Doesn't that fit me? My personality. Yeah, a mini Bernedoodle.
That's so fitting. The crazy thing about this snowstorm is there's like, I think the mountains, some places are getting like 40 plus inches, which is insane. I think I have like 7 or 8 inches right now, and apparently it's supposed to get another 7 or 8 inches. That's good, right? I'll take 7 or 8 inches. I'll take 7 or 8 inches. If I'm getting dumped on for sure. And Todd, you probably have more than that.
We're not to get into it. Just a lot of snow.
But the crazy thing is DIA, which is the official measurement of Denver's snow, which is stupid because it's not really even in Denver, even though it is, they didn't get any snow. None. Oh. Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Because they were canceling flights like all day. They canceled most of the flights for the day.
Dang. Were you trying to get out of town before the snow hit?
Well, my wife and my kids were for spring break. Like they were trying to go. She was trying to take them somewhere. And their flights got canceled last night. So it's been crazy.
Dang. So they're stuck with you. That's a bummer. I know, right? I'm sorry for them. And you know who made it here just in the nick of time is Brandon Jones and Malcolm Roach. They flew in last night, and then Brandon Jones came in from Miami, probably like 80 degrees, and then he wakes up to this massive snowstorm. But he was able to get into the Broncos facility and actually just signed his deal, passed his physical. So the Broncos have their first free agent signing locked up, and he may be locked up in Denver for a couple of days now. Well, locked in Denver for a couple of days now because of this snowstorm.
Yeah, this is something that only about like 5% of our listeners are going to care about, but I played with Brandon Jones in Madden last night. Just so I was like, yeah, I wonder how it goes. He's awesome in Madden. The Madden Broncos got much, much better. He's just so like fast that it feels like he does so much back there. So good news for the Madden players.
Okay, Henry, what calls were you calling
so we could relay that information, you know?
Oh, what was that? Oh, there was all sorts of stuff. First I started with like the cover six stuff because I was like, that's what he does. Let's like check it out. But then I was like, I'm just gonna go cover one, man up with everybody. And then like help out to the side where Pat isn't playing. start jumping.
Okay, man. I'm gonna text Vance real quick. Make sure he.
Okay, good. I appreciate that. Yes.
This brings up a little story, which I think has been shared on the pod. So I think I'm good to say this, but at the combine last year, yes, last year's combine, we were out late at the bars and we ran into Mike McDaniel at the bar and said hi to him since he's from Colorado, talked to him just for a couple of minutes. And Ryan was like, "Hey, I got a play design for you that I ran in Madden." And Mike McDaniel was like, "Oh, okay, yeah, cool." And Ryan's like, "Let me show it to you." He whips out his phone, has a screen recording of this Madden play and shows it to Mike McDaniel. And he's like, "Why don't you use it for the very first play of the season?" Mike McDaniel's like, "Oh, this is just wild that someone's trying to show me their Madden plays right now."
I have forgotten about that because Mike was like smiling, laughing the whole time, just looked at him and was like, "Did you just show me a Madden play right now? Are you for real?" That was cool. It was like a 75-yard jet sweep to win a playoff game, though. It was quarter, too. Yeah, it was a good play.
It was memorable to Henry, that's for sure. Maybe Mike pulled that out. Well, he might have pulled it out for the Broncos this year, that's for sure. Mike McDaniel, speaking of Mike McDaniel, sitting courtside for Heat Nuggets last night, got to see the Nuggets beat the Heat, which is just something the Nuggets do. But I got to go back to something that Henry said. Henry, if you're going to give me shit for saying that we're all getting dumped on right now, then you can't go out and then say you played with Brandon Jones last night. I got to call you out on that one.
That's not as bad. The dumped on is worse. The inches are worse. You're definitely in the lead here.
And Todd, you're safe as of right now.
Yeah, I'm playing it safe today. Nothing crazy.
Mini Bernadoodle.
many burn a doodle. There was also a little bit of Broncos news. So for the rest of the show, we're going to talk about quarterbacks because there's two quarterbacks that might be on the table for the Broncos a little more than we thought. Jimmy Garoppolo, Justin Fields, potentially. And then a third one, literally 5 minutes before the show started, a third one maybe came into the picture a little more with it being Desmond Ridder. So we're going to talk about those guys. Are they realistic options? The more time goes on, do they become more or less options in terms of possibilities for the Broncos to get? But first, there was a little bit of other Broncos news last night after we talked to you guys. The Broncos finally made their decision on Russell Wilson. They officially said goodbye to him and released him. And Henry, they decided how they're going to take his cap hit.
Yeah, the big part up front, which, again, it doesn't... I don't know. It makes sense in, like, the big picture. I don't know why you, like, specifically clear cap space so that you can then take a bigger cap hit. But it is what it is, and now that it's happened, we don't have to think about it. Yeah, what, like $25 million probably in cap space now? Like $113 million in cap space for next year, but that's including the $25 million rolled over, and you're probably going to use that to sign guys, and some of those guys are going to have multi-year deals, which is going to take out some next year. So it is good that that's out of the way, and hopefully we wind up going into next year's offseason with like $80 million in cap space, and it'll be a little more fun.
And right now, the $113 million, that includes Russ's $32 million in dead money next year?
Yep.
Wow, that is insane. So, I mean, they're really doing it. They haven't admitted it yet, but all of their actions are showing like, yep, we're rebuilding this year. And they really have an opportunity. If they go quarterback in the draft this year and hit on that, they have the opportunity to make this a one-year rebuild. And that is something that a lot of NFL teams are able to do. You can get stuck if you don't hit on that quarterback to make it a long, extended, drawn-out rebuild, but they have the opportunity to go sign a bunch of guys in free agency and really have it be the opposite of this free agency where we're talking about the Broncos spending, they've spent $7 million on a safety and $4 million on a defensive lineman, and that's it outside of re-signing their own guys. It could be the complete opposite story next year. And so the Broncos this year will take on an NFL record $53 million in dead cap for Russell Wilson this year. Like Henry said, they have over $20 million in cap space, depending on just what these deals look. We know Lil Jordan Humphrey is the minimum, but Adam Trautman's still waiting to get numbers on that. And the end of the Russell Wilson era is official. And what blew my mind yesterday is realizing that in his 2 years with the team, the Broncos had cap hits of Russell Wilson totaling $39 million. Not bad, honestly, for what should have been like an elite quarterback. In 2 years, $39 million in combined cap hit. In the 2 years that he won't be on the team, $85 million in dead cap. But all of that's in the past, and the Broncos are moving forward.
Yeah, I think they're handling it kind of in the right way. I know we talked about why they would renegotiate guys to be able to kick the can, knowing that they got these two massive hits to take. But I think it gives yourself a lot of freedom as far as next year to be able to go out and get guys, sign guys, and know exactly where everybody's contract stands, put them in the best position to help the team, but also build the team. So hopefully this is a one-year thing. I don't think next year means we're going to the Super Bowl, but maybe it's just more, it's brighter, you know? We're not all getting dumped on thinking about the season.
Yeah, well, I think tomorrow's brighter. We're not all going to get dumped on tomorrow. So I like that. I like that viewpoint, Todd.
That is nice. Really, I mean, the $124 million, like $122 million they wind up giving in cash and cap space to Russell Wilson, like, it's a big number for 2 years. At the same time, like, Deshaun Watson's taking a $64 million cap hit this year. So it's like, it's way at the top for quarterbacks. Like, you made him over those 2 years basically the highest paid quarterback in the league. But to me, when you hear it's 64 million, or I guess it'd be what, 61 or 62 million a year for 2 years, that feels better than $250 million contract extension that he got cut before he even played on.
Shout out to the Cleveland Browns, always giving Broncos an opportunity to look better, whether it's in AFC yeah. championship games or whether it's right now, because people forget and just point to Russ. Oh, that was the worst contract in NFL history. That was the worst trade in NFL history. It likely wasn't even the worst trade or contract that year. Now, maybe those are the two worst trades and contracts in NFL history, and they just happened to be in the same year, but yikes. I mean, so you said $61 million cap hit for Deshaun Watson this year, Henry?
64.
64?
Russ averages out to 61.
And then they just paid Todd's former teammate, Joe Flacco, like $9 million to be a backup. Probably smart since Deshaun can't stay healthy. But so they're paying their quarterbacks over $70 million in cap this year. That is wild. And maybe the Broncos will get to $70 million in cap this year if they go and sign a free agent. And let's dive into some of these options, because there's a free agent out there. And actually, a quarterback that I already mentioned is off the board since we started this show. Let's get into that after I tell you about our friends over at Bet365. Next week is the start of March Madness, which is going to be a blast. I'm going to be betting on so many games. But what's fun is, this weekend, we kind of get a good teaser of that with all of these conference tournaments already starting right now. I got some money on Texas Tech. They're up like 25 right now, so I'm feeling pretty good on that. And if you want to get in on the action, go check out our friends over at Bet365. Use that code DNVR365, place a $5 bet, and get $150 in bonus bets, or get a first bet safety net offer by placing a bet up to $1,000. And if your qualifying bet loses, you receive a matched bet and bonus bets. So check them out. Use that code DNVR365 to get in now. Must be 21 and older, physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, once help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
And shout out to our friends over at Breck Brew. You know, here at DNVR, we love our Breck Brew. And don't let the snow fool you. It is almost perfect beer season. So make sure that you have your beer in hand. And for Breck Brew, they have tons of great flavors, like the Mile High City, which we always keep. Actually, we keep the Broncos Country Pale Ale on set. The Fun Slinger. They also have a Good Company hard seltzer that is phenomenal. You can check out breckbrew.com where their beer located to find the brew near you. Don't miss out. It's going to get warm and you want to have some Breck Brew. Check them out.
Yes, man. Locked inside today. Breck Brew. That's a good way to go. Breck Brew and gambling, man. That's a good little snow day there. Okay. Let's dive into some quarterback options for the Broncos. As we know, they were in on Sam Darnold, but did not want to pay $10 million for him, and he ended up choosing the Minnesota Vikings. The Broncos had talked about going after Kirk Cousins, but then just realized it probably wasn't the right space for them and time for them to go after a quarterback, and I got to think they would have been out on Kirk when they found out it was going to be 4 years, $180 million, $45 million a year. So the Broncos, it's not like they've said, no, we're absolutely just rolling with Jarrett Stidham this year. There has been some interest in quarterbacks, but just not the right interest. They also talked about adding Mac Jones as well before he was traded to the Jags. So there's been interest. So we know they're at least interested in some quarterbacks. And one of those guys that we've talked about a lot, Justin Fields, he is still with the Chicago Bears. And reports this week are that his value is absolutely tanking right now. A lot of people saying teams in the NFL are just viewing him as a backup right now. People are saying he might go end up being a Colt and be a backup to Anthony Richardson. He might go to Philadelphia and end up being a backup to Jalen Hurts. So a lot of people saying that he might be a backup. And when we talked about him 2 weeks ago, it was believe that he was going to be traded for a second round pick, maybe even a first round pick. Now the betting odds is over under a fourth round pick with Justin Fields' stock falling. Do you think this makes him a realistic option for the Broncos, Todd?
I think so. I think you take him as well as take a rookie quarterback. And maybe you don't have to pick a quarterback at 12 anymore, but you do need to pick a quarterback in the second round. So it gives you options, but I think Justin Fields can be a starting quarterback in the NFL. I don't know. I feel like I'm the only one that can see quarterbacks value. I feel like I'm in the wrong field. Scouting for quarterbacks. No, I feel like he definitely took a step forward this year and he'll have a much better year next year. I think he just has to find the right system. I think he's had a lot of turnover at offensive coordinator. Didn't get a true number one receiver till this year. He's had a lot to figure out, you know, in his short career. So I think he's still progressing and he has talent. If Sam Darnold can be a backup and, you know, throw 20 passes and get $10 million, I think he's worth a fourth or fifth round draft pick.
Yeah. So I'm not a Justin Fields fan. You know, I get why Broncos fans want him because he threw for 340 yards against the Broncos, but that's the only 300 yard game of his career. He has just as many starts where he's thrown for under 100 yards as he does throwing for 250 or more. Like, he's just not a good quarterback. But I agree with Todd that, like, if we're talking about Sam Darnold, sure, why not Justin Fields? Like, if we're going to be talking about Zach Wilson, sure, yeah, give me Justin Fields. Like, at this point, Justin Fields is probably the best option, definitely the best option in that category. But I'm not convinced that he's going to come in and all of a sudden you have your quarterback for the next decade. I still think you probably wind up needing to replace him, whether it's the draft this year or next year or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, when I think about Justin Fields, he's not option one when you go into an offseason. But to me, he's definitely an option that I'd want to kick the tires on. But I'm not the GM. And as Todd said, some reason teams aren't viewing him as that guy. And I just don't think Sean views him as his guy at all. I think he'd rather have Henry be his quarterback than Justin Fields. So I just really don't see this happening for the Broncos specifically. If I can get him as a backup for an Anthony Richardson, for Jalen Hurts, oh my gosh, I'm doing that in an absolute heartbeat. And if I am the Broncos and don't have Sean Payton as the head coach, then I'm absolutely doing this move. I would have done it for a second round pick. I think earlier, a month ago, I said I would have done it for number 12 overall because I do like Justin Fields' potential. But if Sean Payton didn't like Russell Wilson, not just didn't like him, but didn't like him to the extent where he was willing to eat $85 million in dead cap and get nothing in return from him, I can't see Sean going out and trading a conditional seventh round pick for Justin Fields. I just don't see it at all. And Todd, as you being a fan of Justin Fields, is there any way that you think Sean would view this differently than I'm trying to view it through his lens?
No, I think that's exactly probably how he's viewing it. He's not a true pocket passing quarterback. He's not a guy that can, you know, make accurate throws time in and time out. But I think he needs a little bit more time to develop. So my big question, or if I was in Sean's position, I'd be thinking, is he better than Stidham? Because I feel like he would be cheaper than Stidham. And then, you know, that's even more cap savings if he lets Stidham go. And then we have a guy that we could potentially develop. So that would be the the game that I would be playing in my mind about whether or not to go get him is whether I feel like right now in this moment, is he better than Stidham?
Yeah, I agree. And Henry, do you think he's better than Stidham?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. At the very least, he's more fun than Stidham, and that makes it worth it to me. I do think Sean is the guy who like thought that Taysom Hill could be a starting quarterback. And he's gotten, I mean, like Ian Book, he drafted Ian Book, and he's a very mobile quarterback too. So I think anything is possible in terms of the quarterbacks with Sean. But I still don't think you can look at Justin Fields and say, yeah, that's, you solved the problem.
You're giving me hope there with Justin there, Henry. I love it. Before we move on to another Broncos option at quarterback, what do you guys think ends up happening with Justin Fields? Do you think the Bears just keep him? Because it's pretty clear that they're going to draft Caleb Williams. Or do you think they end up trading him for nothing and he's a backup? Or do you think he actually gets to start somewhere this year?
You know, I think they trade him. I don't see any benefit to keeping him on the roster if you're, you know, taking Caleb Williams. It only muddies the water for the locker room, and it only makes things awkward in the building. So I think it's better to get him out of there, you know, fresh start for the organization. And I think he probably ends up being a backup somewhere. If no team has pulled the trigger this year, I don't think they see him as their starter or their guy moving forward. So probably a backup and maybe get some playing time as the season goes on, but don't see him going in there day one as a starter anywhere.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think when Kirk Cousins signed with the Falcons, that was kind of a bad sign for Justin Fields because there were just very few options at that point, with the Raiders and Broncos kind of being the only two that made any sense. Raiders got Minshew. Maybe the Broncos still make the Justin Fields move, but if Justin Fields isn't the starter for the Broncos, he's not a starter anywhere. And I agree, like, you just can't bring him back to the Bears when he's already been the starter and you're benching him.
Oh God, that is statement sucks to hear, Henry. If he's not a starter for the Broncos, he's not a starter anywhere. Yikes. But probably true. As someone mentioned in the chat, I can't find who it was, but someone said backup to Lamar Jackson in Baltimore. Man, that would be dirty, especially with Derrick Henry there now. I would love to see that. And I agree with you guys. I think he gets traded for a late round pick. But the Bears, they don't care because they get Caleb Williams. There's another. You mentioned Kirk Cousins signing with the Falcons. Desmond Ridder was their starting quarterback last year. About less than an hour ago, news broke that the Falcons were close to trading Desmond Ridder. And he's not coming to the Broncos. He is going to the Arizona Cardinals. Kind of an interesting fit there. If you're the Broncos, Sean Payton, George Payton, or you guys, are you bummed that the Broncos weren't in on Desmond Ridder?
No.
Is
anybody?
No. I don't think so. If it's Desmond Ridder or Zach Wilson. No, nobody's disappointed because, again, like, you still have... I guess Darnold isn't out there. You have whoever's out there who's still out there, like Zach Wilson, Jimmy Garoppolo, like all these guys nobody really wants. Like, the Broncos are probably going to wind up with one of them. I don't care which one.
It sucks to be in this space. It's so weird for me because I feel like during my time I had, you know, one of the best ever, and I also played with Drew Brees, so very talented quarterback. But now I find myself like, we're all picking from the reject quarterbacks. It's like, what reject do you want the most?
Exactly.
You know, it's almost like what dog was at the pound that nobody wanted, and we exactly. Got to pick the best one out of the ones that didn't get chosen. Like,
these are all rejected dogs. They all, like, did something horrible. The owner didn't want them anymore. There's a flaw.
These are all going to slaughter, and you just got to pick the best one that's left. Like, this.
Sometimes those can be the most grateful, loving animals, though.
Somehow, one has dogs a history of biting his owner. The other one is not house trained, but you got to pick something.
So what do you want? You want the dog that's going to bite you or dump on you?
I want Jimmy G. I don't know what dog that is, but I think he's older. I don't know what kind of dog that is, but I think Jimmy G is a viable option. I don't think he's our guy, but I think he would help any quarterback. He played with Tom. He played with a lot of great coordinators. I feel like he could probably teach the young guys something if we wanted to give our young guys some time to learn. Like if we take Jimmy G, let him start the year, maybe first five games. He's been benched before. I don't think that would really rattle him too much. He knew that he was coming to here to kind of like prove it. I think he could be somebody that somebody could learn from.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Also, so just, Todd, you brought up a guy that is, I don't even think polarizing in Denver. I think people hear Jimmy G and they run the other way. But you said you'd be open to it. You mentioned he's not the guy. So in what situation are you okay with Jimmy G coming to the Broncos?
You know, I think it's like a one-year deal. And it's really like a kind of a prove-it deal, but also for the Broncos perspective, it's just like a go out there and what you do good, we'll kind of teach the rookie to follow. What you do bad, we'll critique. Like I said, he's won Super Bowls. He's been in great organizations. He's been with good teams. He's been with good quarterbacks. He does pretty well to start his career everywhere he goes and then just kind of tapers off. So I think he's somebody, we talked about time and time again, how young quarterbacks do better when they have somebody to learn from, or they can spend a year behind somebody or 2 years. I don't mind Jimmy G being that guy that somebody can learn from just for this next year and see where it goes.
Yeah, you sold me. I mean, that along with knowing like it's him or Zach Wilson, like I sure. Yeah, why not? Like Blaine Gabbert's out there. Carson Wentz is out there. Jimmy G has won football games. Like he's achieved at least something. He obviously isn't going to be any fun to watch, and he's probably going to lose the games that he plays, but okay. Sure. Like, I mean, it's just the truth at this point. I mean, I don't know that there are any quarterbacks out there after Kirk and Baker Mayfield who are actually going to raise the ceiling or the floor of this team. So yeah, sure. Jimmy knows how to be a stopgap. He can jump in there and start a few games before the rookie comes in.
Somebody said that Jimmy G is suspended for two games. Like, forgot
also
about
true.
That.
Damn it.
That is true.
That defeats the purpose. Never mind. But I'm not on Jimmy G again.
But listen. He got suspended for performing enhancing drugs. This may be the best Jimmy G we've ever seen. Like he may come in and be like an all-time great. His arm is strong as hell. He's smart. He's quick. His head got a little bigger like Barry Bonds. He might just be ready to go.
He's just something snapping at everybody smaller. Who looks at him wrong.
Yeah.
But it's the opposite, Todd. He's off the PEDs now, so everything is just weaker. He's slower. he doesn't look as good. What you said about him, like being a good veteran mentor, could very much be the case, and like a really good stopgap. But it's so funny because then you remember the PED suspension. He's suspended for two games. And is that the guy you want your young guy learning from? Like, it could have just been a little mix up from Jimmy G. And I think when the suspension came out, he ended up saying like, oh, I just didn't get one of my medications cleared from the league. That's why I'm suspended. Who knows what the truth is there. But like, maybe that's not actually the best veteran mentor you want for the number 12 overall pick. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe he learned it from Tom. Maybe it was just something Tom taught him. He didn't get the full message on.
The inflated football is coming to the Mile High City as well. I'm sure Will Lutz would like that kicking at Mile High with inflated footballs. That would be something. With Jimmy G, I mean, I think the option of him is, do you view him as a better option than Jarrett Stidham? If so, bring him in to compete with Jarrett Stidham, but it better not be the last move the Broncos made. This reminds me, when the Broncos traded a conditional 7th-round pick for Mark Sanchez in 2017, your former teammate, or in 2016, your former teammate, Todd, John Elway, when the Broncos made the move in the press conference to announce the trade, John Elway said, essentially, don't worry, this isn't the only move we're making at quarterback. And it was like, damn, that is harsh on Mark Sanchez. And sure enough, the Broncos went out and drafted Paxton Lynch in the first round. I wish John Elway would have continued to make moves at quarterback at that point and just not stopped there. But that's what, if they make this move of Jimmy G, that essentially better be the message, whether it's public or not, is we're not done making moves, because a quarterback room of Jimmy G and Jarrett Stidham is so unbelievably uninspiring. But you look at this quarterback market right now, every quarterback that signs, whether they're competing for the job, they're a starter or a backup, is making like $8 million. I don't want to just waste $8 million on bringing Jimmy G in for a competition. So if you bring Jimmy G in, there better be very little guaranteed money so that you're either moving on from him or Jared Stidham when you're pairing that with a rookie quarterback this year.
Yeah, I do think that suspension kind of defeats the purpose. Like if it's Jimmy competing with Stidham to be the guy who starts until the rookie is ready, but then you have to start Stidham and keep him on the roster the first 2 weeks to start those games anyway. But Jimmy won the competition, so after those 2 weeks, you put Jimmy in the game, and so then at that point you just cut Stidham and only carry two quarterbacks. Like it just there's a lot of extra steps. He just isn't a great fit for the Broncos situation. If you're I don't know, like the Chiefs, for example, you know, just like a veteran guy played some big games. Mahomes gets hurt. He subs in. That could make some sense. I'm starting to think I'm out on Jimmy G again. That was a fun couple minutes, but yeah.
That was quick.
That just goes to show what kind of salesman you are, though, because I've been out on Jimmy G for years. You got me for the first time ever from about 11:30 to 11:35. I was in.
Oh, man. I don't know. I do think that the suspension, you know, changes the game for sure. I think without the suspension, I think he does make sense for the team. But with the suspension, we do get him cheap. And I don't know. It's just a lot of moving pieces. But like we said, I think no situation that the Broncos get into right now would be ideal. Not one. So it's just which bad situation do you want and which reject do you want? Kind of got to put those two things together.
And I guess when you're the Broncos, what are they looking at in a quarterback right now? Are they looking at a quarterback that's going to help them win as many games as possible this year? Are they looking for just the cheapest quarterback, which would probably just be Jared Stidham and then draft someone? Are they looking for a quarterback for the future? Maybe they could have convinced Sam Darnold that Sam Darnold was that type of guy. Are they looking just to add another quarterback to have Jared Stidham be the quarterback this year? And then you go and draft Shedeur Sanders next year and you get your quarterback next year. You're looking for a veteran presence for when you draft a quarterback. Like, we don't know what the Broncos are looking for. And that's what makes this so tough. If the Broncos want to win as many games as possible this year, and they don't want to do it with a rookie, like of the available quarterback options, Jimmy G, like that's all he does is win. Like that's his biggest asset is winning. Crazy enough, he has his career record is 43-20. Now he's been with the Patriots and he's been with the 49ers, some really good teams, but like you're at the point where if you want to win games this year, there's not many options available out there. Like, let's see the available quarterbacks: Ryan Tannehill, Brian Hoyer, Tyler Huntley, Josh Dobbs, Easton Stick, Carson Wentz. These guys doing anything for you? I mean, I love Trevor Siemian, Todd's former teammate, but like he's now like a third string quarterback right now. That's not a guy. So when you look, it's like, man, if you really want to win this year, which I don't think that's where the Broncos are right now, Jimmy G might be that best option. And when you look at what Sean Payton wants in a quarterback, Jimmy G probably fits that more than a Zach Wilson type, than a Justin Fields type. So I don't know. We need to know what the Broncos are looking for this year from their quarterback in order to truly answer this question.
You know, going back to Sean's press conferences during the Super Bowl, I remember him saying he wants to fall in love with a quarterback. I don't know if there's any quarterback out there in free agency that makes you fall in love. You may like them, you may date them, but I don't know if you're in love with any of these quarterbacks. And it's also tough with our position at 12. Besides Michael Penix, I don't know if there's anybody that like you fall head over heels in love with. I mean, there's guys that you feel like are good or may have potential. I think the top four guys, Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, maybe top three. Those are the guys that you're really like falling in love with. And I don't know if at 12 we can get one of those guys. So we're in a tough position. So we're either going to move up and fall in love, or I think we, you know, continue to rebuild and get somebody that we like and hopefully see what happens in the next 2 years.
Yeah,
it's such a good point about
any of these. Like any of these free agent quarterbacks, it would be insane to fall in love with them. Like the first date, like essentially just like picking them up from prison and being like, oh, hey, Let's just see how this goes. I mean, at this point, though, like, look at the names. Like, oh, I'm falling in love with Easton Stick. Come on. Like, he's been a backup for like 6 years. There's no offense to Easton Stick. Like, if you're falling in love with these guys as like your future quarterback, there's something wrong.
Yeah. And I mean, falling in love, this is like, especially with guys that have bounced around to like three or four different teams, like a Jimmy G, you're falling in love that someone that's been divorced like four times now, you might be looking for some issues with them or realizing that there's some things you have to cope with. And it's a great point about falling in love, Todd, because on Monday, the Broncos were interested in Sam Darnold to an extent, which means like they weren't head over heels for him. They weren't in love with him. They liked him, and at the right price. If you're going to bring something else to the table, then yeah, sure, we'll go on a couple of dates, but I'm not just going to marry you blindly. And that's what the Vikings kind of did with Sam, was they got desperate. So they did. And the Broncos said, we're going to stay out of that one. So really good point. So let's kind of build a ranking, because the Broncos are in a situation where, as of right now, there's no one to fall in love with. So what's it going to be? What are the best realistic options for the Broncos at quarterback, with a twist on this? Let's dive into that after I tell you about our friends over at Fubo TV. I've got my iPad set up right here behind you guys, where I've got Fubo TV going on, watching college basketball. And Fubo TV is the best because I can watch it on my TV. I can watch it on my phone, my computer, my iPad, whether I'm in my office, whether I'm out on the road, whether I'm in a different state. Fubo TV, I can bring it with me and I watch all the college games on it. I watch the Nuggets, I watch the Avs, get it all on Fubo TV. And if you want 15% off your first month of Fubo Pro, go to FuboTV.com/DNVR. That's FuboTV.com/DNVR to get 15% off your first month of Fubo TV. So check them out. We love Fubo. We know you're going to love it too.
And check out the American Raptors also. We're actually getting pretty close. I think their home opener, their home opener is Sunday. It's a 6-game homestand to begin the season. Tickets are only $10. So if you want to watch some rugby, and really good rugby too, you can bring $10 over to the stadium on Sunday, down in Glendale in Vandy Park, and hang out, drink some beers, watch some rugby. The American Raptors are like a developmental club. They help build up players, athletes from other sports, and try to get them onto the U.S. national team. It's the only professional rugby team in Colorado. You can watch all their games on ESPN+. But if you're a former athlete, maybe who wants to actually go play some rugby, you can try out. They might have a spot for you. And if not, you can watch like the rest of us. You can go to AmericanRaptors.com for more information on the team and to purchase your tickets.
Okay, so the draft is in about 6-7 weeks. We're getting actually pretty close to it. Right after free agency wraps up in the next week or so, we're really going to focus on the draft, look at these quarterbacks, and we've been doing that for a couple of months now. So we're very familiar with all the first-round quarterbacks, and the Broncos could go that direction potentially. But let's put first-round quarterbacks aside, because there is a chance that four of them go before the Broncos and the Broncos don't want to reach for one at 12. There's a chance five of them go before the Broncos, and there's a chance that the Broncos say, we're really going to take this rebuild seriously. We're going to just take a step back this year, get our quarterback in the draft next year, and take a Brock Bowers at 12 or something. So let's do our bet 365 top five quarterbacks. And the way we're going to phrase this is retread quarterbacks. So that means we can't go in the draft for one of these quarterbacks. Who do we want to do this in? Who would our top five retread quarterbacks be for the Broncos this year? Or do we want to do like through the Broncos lens, through a Sean Payton lens?
I would say for us.
For us, build it as a DNVR Broncos, the top five retread quarterbacks. So this can be anyone that's available in free agency right now. And this can be anyone that's realistically available via a trade. And I like that, Henry. Let's do the DNVR Broncos, top five retread quarterbacks for the Broncos this year. Yahir has Justin Fields as the featured image on this. Is he our number one?
Yeah, he is. He's not great throwing the football, which is a shame, but he can run the ball, which, I mean, none of these guys at this point can throw the football, so at least you get something.
My gosh. I mean, we watched Justin Fields tear the Broncos apart through the air.
I know. He looked, that's the
he
thing.
Looked like Peyton Manning in the pocket.
It's crazy. You just stopped covering Cole Kmet for some reason. Yeah, 340 yards in that game. Only 300-yard game of his career. Like, Broncos fans, if they actually trade for Justin Fields, are going to come in with a very unrealistic expectation for him.
Well, we know Sean Payton fell in love with Jarrett Stidham based off one game where he just tore apart the San Francisco 49ers when he was a member of the Raiders. If he's going to fall in love with one game, that's a good game to fall in love with from Justin Fields.
Yeah.
So yeah, Justin Fields won.
Yeah, I think he's number one. I think he can do what Russ could do. I think Russ wasn't great at throwing the ball last year. So I think it's just more about developing and then also about the potential. We talk about potential a lot on the show. Don't like it, but for Justin, I'm cool with it. And so for that reason, I think he is worth bringing in. And I mean, it's a fourth or fifth round draft pick. You know, most of those guys aren't going to be like game changers on your team per se. So I think it's worth it.
The Broncos have 3 fifth round draft picks. And until you identify your quarterback of the future and feel so confident in it, you do whatever you can to get a quarterback. So if it's taking a fifth round flyer on Justin Fields, I am more than okay with that. Again, I don't think Sean will be, but I would do this in an absolute heartbeat. And if you can't beat Jared Stidham out, well, then you just wasted a fifth round pick, but probably worth it for the upside and that potential. The potential that he has is just exciting. Speaking of potential, Zach Wilson, should he be on this list anywhere? We haven't mentioned him. And this is a guy that you should probably keep on your Broncos radar because the Jets signed, was it Tyrod Taylor, to an $8 million deal to be Aaron Rodgers' backup? So the Jets are for sure going to trade, if not just have to cut Zach Wilson. Would you guys be at all interested in him at all?
I'm going to say no. And I'm going to say no because the offense that he was running should have been a good offense for him to be successful. I'm not sure he has traits that match with a different offense better. Mm-hmm. So if he wasn't able to succeed in that offense where he's able to throw the ball, he has time in the pocket, I don't know how he would get better in another offense. What I see with Justin Fields is somebody that had to learn multiple offenses over and over again, and nobody created a scheme that really worked for what he did. So that's why he struggled. But for Zach Wilson, he was kind of in his premier offense in the NFL. So not sure how he would get better in a different offense.
Yeah, Todd, you said no. I'm going to say hell no to this one. No way would I want Zach Wilson here. Like Justin Fields, people who don't believe in Justin Fields, like Henry, and I totally understand why people would say that and not believe in him, they can at least point to a couple of things he's done in the NFL. Like, oh, well, he's a good runner from the pocket, and he's had one or two good games. With Justin Fields or with Zach Wilson, what you point to is he had a really nice throw in his pro day at BYU. Like, no, there's nothing there, nothing there. So I don't want him on this list at all. Henry, I know you're probably the biggest Zach Wilson fan. Would you put him in your top five?
I mean, I would hate if they got him, but he's probably like fourth or fifth on my list. Like, I'd rather have him than Ryan Tannehill, you know?
That's interesting. That's interesting. I think we might get to Ryan Tannehill in a second, but I think I've got our option for number two. You guys can tell me if you hate this, but if we're going retread quarterbacks, I think Sam Howell would be probably number two on my list behind Justin Fields. And I think he'd probably be Sean Payton's number one in terms of retread quarterbacks. You want to talk about guys that look like Hall of Famers against the Broncos? Oh man, did Sam Howell look like a Hall of Famer in week three? He looked so good in that second half, erased an 18-point deficit to beat the Broncos. He later got benched in the season, but Sam Howell is young. He's only been in the NFL for 2 years. I think this could be a very realistic option and probably the Broncos' best option outside of the draft for a quarterback this year. The Commanders also signed Jacoby Brissett, so they will be moving on from Sam Howell. This is a guy that I really, really, really think is an option for the Broncos, and I wouldn't hate it. I wouldn't be saying he's the future, but there's potential.
Yeah, I don't mind Sam Howell. I think he should be on this list. I think him and Jimmy G should kind of play close to 2 and 3. I think I still think Jimmy G, if he wasn't suspended, he would probably be close to number one on this list. And I know he's been a part of good teams, but we saw the Patriots kind of crumble. So it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, just because you're a Patriot that you're going to have success. And 49ers still doing good. But, you know, Sam Howell could be 2. Jimmy G could be 3. But I think he needs to be on here because he is a good retread quarterback, I guess.
Yeah, he has to be on there. You can't – yeah, I don't want to hear about what he did to the Broncos. Like, it – that game and the Fields game were both within, what, like 10 days of the Broncos giving up 70 points to the Dolphins. Like, that defense at the time, it just doesn't matter. Like, Sam Howell – again, I'd hate if they got him. 21 interceptions, led the NFL. 65 sacks, led the NFL. He's probably number 2 on this list, though.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that's thrown for almost 4,000 yards last year. Like you said, Henry, also 21 touchdowns, an NFL high, 65 sacks, an NFL high. He also threw the ball, though, as a second-year player. He threw the ball more than any quarterback in the NFL, 612 times. And I was wrong. He actually wasn't benched last year. He just went 4-13 with the Commanders. But like the Commanders and Eric Bieniemy and Ron Rivera, they did him no help at all in the offense and how much they put on his plate. So, okay, let's go Sam Howell too.
Yeah. Todd. Also real quick, he did get benched. He started every game. He just didn't finish some of them because they benched him.
That is weird. That is so weird. Again, Ron Rivera not really doing him any help there. That seems like the worst thing you can do to a rookie or a young guy is bench him and then put him back in and then bench him and then put him back in and then bench him and put him back in. Yeah. Choose one or the other there. Todd, you mentioned number 3 potentially being Jimmy G. I think I agree with you. If you're trying to win games, he probably is number 3. Henry, do you agree with that or do you have someone else we need to talk about here?
Oh, I wouldn't put him on here just because it doesn't really like the 2-game suspension. That's when the Broncos need him most. Like by the end of the season, you would think by week 18, the rookie is starting and week 17, probably starting 60. So it just kind of slopes down. The time when you need this guy the most is week 1 and then week 2. And then after that, so I probably wouldn't include him just because it doesn't fit right. But I don't think you guys are wrong for including him. Like, it's tough for me to say, like, oh, just go get Trevor Siemian instead.
Oh,
well, shoot, if this is just a list of – it's turning out to be a list of quarterbacks that have played well against the Broncos, we probably need to add Bailey Zappe to that list.
Probably.
Probably. 75% completion. I mean, he had a field day against us.
I kind of like Zappe, too. He's at least had games. But not like I should keep my standards the same. I would make the case for him over Sam Howell, I guess, and maybe honestly Fields, but
Zappe.
He's had some great games. Like that's just something you can't say for a lot of these guys.
This is just wild that Todd, you're right. This should actually just be like a list of quarterbacks that have destroyed the Broncos that are available that the Broncos as of right now don't want. Bailey Zappe might be on this list. Let me throw out another name. The guy that's on the roster right now, where does Jarrett Stidham fall in this? Should we be putting him up higher, or does he deserve one of these 4 or 5 spots or deserve to not be on the list?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
I think he probably deserves one of the four or five spots. My problem is that he had what we're saying the rookie will have this year, or potentially could have this year. A quarterback that filled the roster from week one to week 15, and you're allowed to sit, learn, and digest this playbook and come out and put your best foot forward, and came out and didn't do anything spectacular. It was just kind of, he was there at quarterback, game managing, but he never really put anything together that we love to see. So I think he had a lot of time within the system to learn it, and then also had two games to prove himself. And I didn't necessarily love the performances to make me feel like, okay, this guy can help us win games moving forward. So I think he just gave kind of backup quarterback performances in those last two games, and I wish I had seen more.
Yeah, pretty much spot on with that, Todd. I mean, 15 points per game in those two games. It's not all his fault, obviously. But when Sean says that he thinks that Jarrett's going to give the Broncos a spark on offense, and then it's tuned to 15 points per game, that is kind of like backup vibes right there.
Yeah, I think, like, if Stidham wasn't already on the roster, he would not be on this list. Like, if Stidham was one of the free agent guys, he would not be in the top five. I think the case for him is like, well, he's been in the system. You don't have to worry about cutting him or those sorts of things because he's already there. Like, it'd just be less trouble to keep him. But I never really saw anything that made me think like, oh yeah, let's give him the start over the rookie for the first couple weeks.
So are we going Stidham or are we going someone else here? Because there's one more name, Bailey Zappe, thrown out there. I think Ryan Tannehill is kind of in the conversation for one of these spots. It is so unbelievably uninspiring. It pains me to say Ryan Tannehill, but like, the Broncos are running out of options here outside of the draft. That's why we're going to hold on hope for the draft big time, because again, Ryan Tannehill, Brian Hoyer, Tyler Huntley, Joshua Dobbs, Easton Stick, Carson Wentz, Josh Johnson, Trevor Siemian, AJ McCarron. These are the names that are left right now. And then on the trade market, the ones that we haven't put on there, Zach Wilson. I mean, these are the guys here. So I probably am taking Jarrett Stidham in one of these two spots personally, and either Bailey Zappe or Ryan Tannehill with the other. I don't know.
I've got Tyler Huntley. I was considering honestly having Huntley two, but wow. I wound up with him three, just because, again, like, you've seen the flashes. Like, there have been games that he's gone out there and won, and you're like, oh, wow, this guy's legit. He's also only started, like, nine games, but is he? He is older. He's a year older than Fields. But, yeah, there's at least something there compared to some of these other guys. If we're talking about potential.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. We got Chris in the chat throwing out a name that I want Todd to react to. What about Chad Kelly? Swag Kelly, Todd. What would you think of that?
We can party. He can still come party with us. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. No, we will be sleep under the table, but it would be a good night.
That sounds like a good night.
It would be a good night.
So Todd, where are we going here? We going Tyler Huntley? We going Jarrett Stidham? We going Bailey Zappe? Ryan Tannehill?
I also had Josh Dobbs.
Let's go Stiddy.
Okay.
That's Let's fair. Go Stiddy at four. And then we could do Huntley at five. We could throw him in the mix.
There we go. I like that. So this list, just especially when you realize Justin Fields not really a Sean Payton guy, this list is so underwhelming. It just really puts the importance on the draft. Or we find out after the draft, if they don't get one of these guys, we find out after the draft that, okay, well, Broncos are really tanking this year and they're going for it all in 2025. That's how I look at this list.
Yeah. Yep. That's how you should look at it. It's not a good list. Josh Dobbs, like, he'll show up and win you a couple games early on before he falls off.
Yeah, I mean, that's what we saw last year with the Cardinals. He was shockingly good for two games. Then he was benched and then traded. With the Vikings, he was shockingly good for the first few games. Then he was benched, and now they're letting him hit the open market. So, hey, maybe you do Joshua Dobbs and Jimmy G so that Joshua Dobbs can have his two good games at the beginning of the season. And then once he's bad, you got Jimmy G back. Oh man, that would just be retread quarterback city all over. Okay, before we get out of here, we're going to hit some comments that we've got, but hit us with a thumbs up. We got a lot of people tuning in. I think a lot of people are having a snow day right now, sitting at home, wanting to hear about the Broncos and what they're doing. We put a poll out over at DNVR Broncos this morning, seeing how many people were off of work that lived in Colorado. And let's see, we've got 20% are working from the office today. 35% are working from home, and 45% of people in Denver have a snow day and don't have to work. So I love that. A lot of people tune in. Hit us with a thumbs up. We'd really appreciate it. And let's get to the comments right now. We got a super chat coming in from our friend Rashawn, who says, draft Michael Penix or Bo Nix and Milton later, like the Commanders did when they went first round quarterback on RG3 and then fourth round with Kirk Cousins. I know that gets Henry excited.
Yeah, I mean, you've gotten to the point where you have enough picks that you could justify it. Like when you've got 8 picks, if you want to blow 2 on quarterbacks, that works. It's just when you had 6 that if you want to draft one in the first round, you kind of need to use those others somewhere else. But yeah, I would not mind that. Spencer Rattler too.
Oh yeah, well, Spencer Rattler. He might be sliding up into a day 2 pick right now.
Yeah, Broncos have one of those.
Why? Because he threw the ball well at his pro day. He had a nice deep ball. Like we've seen this guy for years in college. Not saying he can never be great, like, you know, everybody has the time, but come on, guys. Like, all I see is Michael Penix dropping and all these other quarterbacks rising and I don't know why. I really don't.
See, it wasn't his throws, it was his footwork, Todd. It was the footwork at the combine that people got going about.
Okay. When there were no defenders on the field. That's it really is. I mean, he's rising. Henry, where do you think Milton's gonna go? Like, is he one of your 5th round picks? Is he a 4th? Is he a 6th?
There's probably like a 5th round pick, I guess. I mean,
Todd, I think you were gone when we talked about Joe Milton, and you wouldn't believe Henry fell in love with him just like he did with Zach Wilson. Joe Milton threw a ball 78 yards at the combine, and Henry was like, oh my gosh, this is my savior. And I'm like, you've got to be freaking kidding. Just because he threw the ball far, that means nothing.
I said the Broncos shouldn't draft him. I wasn't that crazy.
After you talked about him for 10 straight minutes is when we're
talking about the combine. What guy at the combine is there to talk about? Joe freaking Milton, who's throwing bombs all over the place. Now, that guy's a freak. Like, those deep balls, like he takes, like, the big drop, and he just stands there. He stands there, and then he throws it and puts it right on the money. No, that guy's a maniac. He also can't really aim, which is his problem and has been for a while, for like 5-6 years at least. But yeah, no, I mean, he'd be fun at least, and if he winds up getting a little more accurate, then all of a sudden he could be a freak quarterback. Like, he could be a Josh Allen type quarterback, but I don't think he will get more accurate.
If he winds up being good, he'll end up being Josh Allen. Okay.
Oh yeah, that big old arm, that's what it'll look like.
Todd, are you bummed that you don't have a big arm, because then some people would be gushing about you this way?
Then I'd just be in the league right now. I just be throwing bombs. No accuracy, but they're 80-yard bombs.
Receiver will adjust.
Yeah, but that's the thing. You have a nice arm. You can't complete anything underneath. Okay, we're just going to play cover 4. Throw something underneath. Let's see if it happens.
That's what they do.
Throw a bomb again. We got 4 people sitting back there waiting for you. Pick. I just don't get it.
I'm pretty sure Joe got benched 5 times. No, 4 times. He got benched 4 times in college.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
But he's got that arm, baby. He'll be
he has all the talent in the world.
It's crazy. It's crazy looking at Kirk Cousins, and we know how they picked RG3 in the first round, but then they picked Kirk Cousins later on in the draft. He's one of the best quarterbacks out of that draft class, and he was picked way at the bottom. Mm-hmm. So we say it all the time. They don't get it right, you know, with these quarterbacks. So hopefully we can find something that we can pick in the first round at 12 or later on, because just because you're top 10 doesn't mean you're guaranteed. I mean, Ryan Tannehill, Brandon Weeden, Brock Osweiler. RG3 was good, but he was injured. Andrew Luck had a short career. Russell Wilson is still playing. I don't know. He's very comparable as far as Kirk Cousins to all those other quarterbacks.
Yeah.
May have the best career out of all of them. Definitely making more money than all of them.
Dak Prescott, too.
He's up there with all of them. So very interesting.
That's a reason why, Todd, maybe don't be too bummed about people sleeping on Michael Penix Jr. Because just because you're not winning the offseason leading up to the draft doesn't mean that you're not going to be good. And maybe the Broncos luck out, whether it's at 12, maybe they trade back and get him. Yep. Maybe they get him, they trade up into the second round in order to get him. Just because you don't get the first one certainly does not mean that you're missing out on the best. Lamar Jackson, fifth quarterback taken in that draft. And Josh Allen's very good, but taken behind Josh Rosen, behind Sam Darnold, behind Baker Mayfield. That is just wild. So we know we're going to be jumping into these drafted quarterbacks in the probably just the next few days and really be focusing on them. But today was kind of fun to just show that if the Broncos want a good quarterback, they pretty much have to go to the draft in order to get one where they're at now. And we're going to wrap up on the DNVR Broncos podcast. Got a fun Friday show coming to you. Who knows if we'll be here, if we'll be back in studio. Apparently more snow, a lot of heavier snow is coming this afternoon. So everyone in Colorado, stay safe. And we really appreciate everyone rocking and rolling with us today on the DNVR Broncos podcast. We'll see you for a fun Friday show tomorrow.
Proving you
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.